Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Sham Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Today is Sri Guru Purnima and the disappearance day of Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhu. So we shall read the conclusion of part one of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. But before we read the conclusion, we shall read from the preface about Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhu. Preface by Gopi Pranadana Prabhu. Srila Sanatana Goswami. What we know about the life of Brihad Bhagavatamrita's author comes to us mostly from Krishnadas Kaviraj's biography of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and from Narahari Chakravarti's account of the lives of Lord Chaitanya's followers, Bhakti Ratnakar. These two sources inform us that Srila Sanatana Goswami was a chief direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great apostle of love of Krishna. Sri Sanatana, circa 1488 to 1558, was the senior most of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, an exalted group who helped establish the Gaudiya Sampradaya, the school of devotion to Krishna that accepts Lord Chaitanya to be non-different from Krishna. Bhakti Ratnakar traces six generations of Sri Sanatana's lineage. He was born into a family of respectable Saraswat Brahmanas from the southern province of Karnataka. His great-grandfather, Rupeshwar, after a quarrel with his brother, Harihar, migrated to the east, and his grandfather, Padmanabh, settled on the bank of the Ganga at Naihati, West Bengal. Sanatana's father, Sri Kumara, moved further east into what is now the Jessore district of Bangladesh, and had several sons, the last three of whom he named Amar, later Sanatana, Santosh, later Rupa, and Vallabh, Anupam. These three brothers were from childhood attracted to devotional service. Amar and Santosh were especially attracted to Krishna, Vallabh to Lord Ramachandra. Amar had an affinity for the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. In his boyhood, we are told, he once dreamed that a Brahmin was presenting him a copy of that scripture. The next morning, the same Brahmin he had seen actually came to his house and gave him the book. From that time on, Amar was always immersed in Bhagavatamrita, the nectar of the Bhagavatam. As adults, the brothers proved extremely competent scholars and managers. Impressed by their ability, the Mughal tyrant of Bengal, Nawab Hussein Shah, compelled them into government service. Amar was appointed the Nawab's prime minister. Santosh, the chief assistant minister. And Vallabh, the state treasurer. In this way, the Nawab freed himself for military expeditions by turning most of the responsibilities of governing over to the three brothers, who established their residence in the town of Ramakeli, near the Nawab's capital. By this time, Santosh was known by his official title, Dabir Khas, and Amar was called Sakara Malik. But despite their powerful positions, their only real joy in life lay in serving Krishna and his devotees. They made their wealthy estate a suitable place for remembering Krishna by planting groves of kadamba and other trees that grow in Vrindavan, the site of Krishna's pastimes, and by building replicas of Krishna's favorite ponds, the sacred Radha Kund and Shama Kund. The brothers also hosted many learned pundits, and discussions of the Bhagavatam and other shastras went on constantly in their assembly. The three brothers had heard about Lord Chaitanya, who was still living as a family man in Navadvip, and, despite feeling utterly unqualified, were eager to meet him. They considered themselves degraded and untouchable, for though their father, Kumaradev, had been so strict in his brahminical principles that if he even saw the face of a meat-eater, he would fast for the day, they were now paid servants of a meat-eater, the Yavana king. Nonetheless, their enthusiasm impelled them to begin corresponding with Lord Chaitanya. And in one letter, the Lord encouraged them to be patient. Para vyasanani nari vyagrapi graha karmasu tadevasvadayatyantar navasangarasayanam. If a woman is attached to a man other than her husband, she will appear very busy in household affairs, although within her heart she will always be relishing the company of her paramour. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 1-11. Soon after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left home to enter the renounced order, he decided to go to Vrindavan. Followed by large crowds, he proceeded north and stopped at Ramakeli. Meanwhile, Hussein Shah received news that this sannyasi was creating a stir in the countryside. But by consulting with Dabir Khas and other ministers, the Nawab decided that Chaitanya was a worthy saint, or even God himself, and ordered that no one interfere with his doings. Still, Dabir Khas worried that Hussein Shah, capricious as he was, could change his mind and turn against Lord Chaitanya. Thus, in the middle of the night, Dabir Khas went incognito with Sakara Malik to warn the Lord of the potential danger. The two approached Lord Chaitanya with straw between their teeth as a sign of humility, bowed prostrate before him, and with plaintive prayers confessed their unfitness to receive his mercy. In response, the Lord showered them with affection. Shuni Mahaprabhu Kabe Shuna Dabir Kasa Tumi Dui Bhai Mora Puratana Dasa. After hearing their prayer, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Dabir Khas, you two brothers are my old servants. Aji baite dunnabara nama rup sanatana. Dainya chada tomara dainya pate mora mana. My dear Sakara Malik, from this day your name will be changed to for Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan. Now please abandon your humility, for my heart is breaking to see you so humble. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 1, 207 and 8. Sanatan advised that Lord Chaitanya not go to Vrindavan with so many people, and Lord Chaitanya accepted the advice and returned to his base at Puri. The three brothers, Rupa, Sanatan, and Anupam, then made plans to abandon their material life and join him as they engaged brahmanas in performing purificatory rituals to help them quickly realize this hope. Soon Rupa and Anupam loaded the bulk of their wealth on a large boat and left Ramakeli for their hometown, leaving their older brother Sanatan alone to deal with Hussein Shah. In case Sanatan might need emergency funds, Rupa deposited a large sum with a merchant in Ramakeli and informed Sanatan about this in a letter. The rest of their wealth he distributed among Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, and their own family members. So the rest of the pastimes are described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we'll skip ahead to when Lord Chaitanya met Sanatan Goswami in Benares, when he was on his way to Vrindavan. For 2 months, the Lord kept Sanatan in Benares and instructed him in all the important aspects of pure devotional service. And the Lord empowered Sanatan, as he had Rupa, to teach Krishna consciousness to the world, as described in the drama Chaitanya Chandrodaya, 9:34 and 35. Godendrasya sabha vibhushana manis tyaktva yaridham shriyam rupasya graja eka eva tarunim vairagya lakshmin dade antar bhakti rasena purna hridayo payavaduta kriti shaivalai pitam mahasarva iva priti pradastad pidam. Sri Sanatan, Sri Rupa's elder brother, was the prize jewel of the court of the king of Goda. Yet Sanatan gave up his fabulous wealth and power to accept the youthful goddess of renunciation. Although his heart was filled with the ecstatic tastes of devotion, he externally appeared like an outcast mendicant. Thus he resembled a great lake covered with moss. He was very affectionate to those who knew the tastes of devotion. Tam sanatanam upagatam akshnor drishtam atram atimatra dayardra alilinga parigayata dorbiyam sanu kampam atachampa kagora. As soon as Sanatan arrived and Lord Chaitanya saw him, the Lord's eyes at once overflowed with tears of compassion, and with both arms, broad like war clubs, The Champa Golden Lord embraced him with merciful kindness. In Vrindavan, Rupa and Sanatan were fully immersed in the mood of separation, remembering Krishna and his eternal devotees. The brothers gave up all material indulgences, wandered about the holy land with no fixed residence, and almost completely forgot to eat and sleep, sometimes staying together and sometimes moving separately. They constantly searched for the forgotten places of Krishna's pastimes and wrote books on advanced topics of Krishna consciousness, guided always by Srimad Bhagavatam and other devotional scriptures. Sanatan was not yet 30 years old when he arrived in Vrindavan, and he stayed there for more than 40 years. Up to the end of his life. He traveled all around the holy district, treating the residents of each village with great affection, because he considered all the Vrajavasis dear to Krishna. Although a renunciant normally has no business with material affairs, he would show honest concern for all the villagers, asking them whom their sons and daughters were going to marry, how much milk their cows were giving, and so on. And the Vrajavasis loved him like their own father. While staying at Mahavan, where Krishna had played as an infant, Sanatan rediscovered one of the three presiding deities of Vrindavan, Sri Madan Mohan. Observing some boys playing near the bank of the Yamuna at Mahavan, Sanatan noticed that one of the boys was especially attractive. That night, the same boy came to Sanatan in a dream and said he wanted to come and live in Sanatan's house. In the morning, Sanatan stepped outside to find the deity of Madan Mohan standing by the door. He took Madan Mohan to Dvadasaditya Hill in Vrindavan Forest, where Sri Advaitacharya Prabhu had earlier worshipped the same deity, and began to serve Madan Mohan as best he could in his humble circumstances. It pained him, however, that he was unable to offer Madan Mohan anything better than dry chapatis to eat, without even salt. To relieve Sanatan Goswami's anxiety, Madan Mohan himself arranged for his own opulent worship. While bringing a boatload of merchandise to Mathura, a rich merchant from Multan, Krishnadas Kapoor, ran aground on the shore of the Yamuna at Dvadasaditya Hill. Krishnadas went to Sanatan to beg his blessings, and Sanatan assured him that Krishna would help him get his goods safely to market. That same day, a rainstorm swelled the Yamuna and freed the boat, and Krishnadas, after selling his goods, offered the proceeds to Sanatan. Srila Sanatan asked him to use the money to build a temple and establish proper royal worship for Madan Mohan. The splendid temple of Madan Mohan was a prime attraction of Vrindavan for 2 centuries, and, although desecrated near the end of the 17th century by Emperor Aurangzeb, still stands beautifully today. Sanatan Goswami spent his last years on the side of Govardhan Hill at Manasi Ganga Lake next to Chakleshwar, one of 4 deities of Lord Shiva that protects the 4 directions of Vrindavan. Every day, Sanatan would walk the longer of the paths around Govardhan, some 40 kilometers, although the physical exertion was difficult, unable to tolerate Sanatana's austerities, Krishna appeared to him in person and gave him a large stone from Govardhan, marked with his own footprint. Krishna asked Sanatana to simply walk around this Shila daily, and that would be equal to circumambulating the whole hill. When Srila Sanatana passed away at Manasi Ganga, men in the villages all over Vraja shaved their heads as if their own father had died. Sanatana's nephew, Sri Jiva, brought Sanatana's remains to Vrindavan and installed them in a samadhi at the Madan Mohan temple. And Sanatana's Govardhan Shila he brought for worship in his own temple, that of Radha Damodar. Sanatana Goswami wrote four major books, Hari Bhakti Vilas, composed under the direct order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the standard smriti, or handbook of devotional practices, for the followers of Mahaprabhu. Vaishnava Toshini, Dashama Tipani, is Srila Sanatana's elaborate commentary, full of sublime realizations about Krishna's pastimes, on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Lila Stava, also known as Dashama Charita, is a concise poetic summary of the first half of the 10th canto, describing Krishna in Vrindavan. And Brihad Bhagavatamrita is a set of two stories presenting in 2,514 verses the essential teachings of the Bhagavatam. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in his purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 5, 203, remarks, quote, Sri Sanatana Goswami, the teacher of the science of devotional service, wrote several books, of which the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is very famous. Anyone who wants to know about the subject matter of devotees, devotional service, and Krishna must read this book. Sanatana Goswami also wrote a special commentary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, known as the Dashama Tipani, which is so excellent that by reading it, one can understand very deeply the pastimes of Krishna and his exchanges of loving activities. End quote. In another purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya 481, Srila Prabhupada writes, quote, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to accomplish many purposes through the exegetical endeavors of Srila Sanatana Goswami. First, Sanatana Goswami compiled a book called Brihad Bhagavatamrita to teach people how to become devotees, execute devotional service, and attain love of Krishna. Second, he compiled the Hari Bhakti Vilas, wherein he collected authoritative scriptural injunctions regarding how a Vaishnava should behave. Only by the endeavors of Sri Sanatana Goswami were all the lost places of pilgrimage in the Vrindavan area excavated. He established Madan Mohan, the first deity in the Vrindavan area. By his personal behavior, he taught how one should act in the renounced order, completely devoted to the service of the Lord. By his personal example, taught people how to stay in Vrindavan to execute devotional service. The principal mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to preach Krishna consciousness. Mathura and Vrindavan are the abodes of Lord Krishna. Therefore, these two places are very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wanted to develop their glories through Sanatan Goswami. Sri Sanatan Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai. So, today means this date, being Guru Purnima. On this date, about 500 years ago, the devotees from Vrindavan came to Manasi Ganga to offer respects to Srila Sanatan Goswami. When they came before him, they found that he was in samadhi, that although they had come to offer their respects to him on Guru Purnima, he did not respond to them. And so they assumed that he was deep in trance, in meditation on the pastimes of Krishna. And thus they remained for some time at Sanatan Goswami's bhajan kutir at Chakleshwar at Manasi Ganga. But eventually, because Sanatan Goswami remained so still and silent for so long, the devotees began to suspect that he had left his body. And when they determined that he had actually left his body, they all were overwhelmed with great lamentation, the ecstasy of lamentation and separation. So as Sanatan Goswami was so attached to Govardhan Hill and regularly used to circumambulate Govardhan Hill, so the devotees led by Sri Jiva Goswami put him on a palanquin and took him on Govardhan Parikrama for one last time. Then Srila Jiva Goswami, considering Sanatan Goswami's attachment to his deity Madan Mohan and his position in Vrindavan, he took the remains of Srila Sanatan Goswami to Dwadasa Ditya Til and placed them in samadhi there near the temple of Madan Mohan. So Sanatan Goswami is often considered to be the original spiritual master because he was the elder brother and spiritual master of Rupa Goswami, and we are followers of Rupa Goswami, following Lord Chaitanya, and so we are called Rupanugas. But because Sanatan Goswami was the elder brother and spiritual master of Rupa Goswami, he is considered the original spiritual master in the line from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the Madhya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that just as Lord Krishna imparted knowledge in the heart of Lord Brahma at the dawn of creation. Similarly, the same Krishna in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparted knowledge into the heart of Srila Sanatana Goswami. And thus, Sanatana Goswami is the original spiritual master in the line from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore we also worship him as Guru, or Adi Guru, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, maybe we will sing the song of separation. Do you know how to, like, play the harmonium? Yanilo Prema Dana. I wonder if Kandarpa is free. Let's pass out the songbooks. Well, because Rupa Goswami wrote much more profusely than Sanatana Goswami, and he revealed much more of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the mood of service to Radha and Krishna for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He's considered most dear to Lord Chaitanya.